So I figured for tonight's learning, Halacha Lemaisa, I think it would be appropriate to start with the laws of learning Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah. How much is a person supposed to learn? What is a person supposed to learn? How are these different halachic values play out? So you have in the very first Mishnah, which we say by the morning, Birchas HaTorah, we say with Talmud Torah, Kenega Kulam. So there's a famous idea that the Gra says. That what does it mean, Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam? You heard this before from the Gra? He says that Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam means that every single word you say of Torah is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. So every word is a mitzvah. So, you know, you think about it, wow, how many times have we tried to hop around to try to get a mitzvah? A lulav, shofar, Hanukkah, Megillah, right? A mitzvah's coming. Every word of Torah, you spend it, and you think about it, you spend an hour of learning Torah, you have a chavrusa, you get hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. It's an amazing thing. So with that, that's, you know, it's a very powerful proof for the kolel system. Think about how many mitzvahs one can pile up with learning every single day. So in my experience in 20 years of teaching in high school, there's five words that every kid says. Is this on the test? Only an amazing toys. Wait, is this on the test? Right. So the Gemara tells us in advance what's going to be on the test. This is every one of us wants to know, what is this on the test? So it's a famous Gemara in the first source. It's Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Aleph. Amarava, b'shash machnisin es adam ledin, when a person is taken upstairs with a capital U. For the judgment, they're going to ask you six questions. Were you honest? Were you faithful in your business dealings with? My good friend Rabbi Michael Bash just shared with me a vort, right? Masav emata means to go back and forth, right? That's how you would translate, to go back and forth with somebody. So in your emuna, it's a drush, but in your emuna, did you go back and forth? Did you work on it? Did you have setbacks? Did you try? Were you constantly trying to mechazik yourself in your emuna? Pasha pshat, it means, did you set aside time every single... I'm sorry, were you honest in business? The second was kvat itim l'Torah. Did you set aside time every single day for learning Torah? So if this is on the test, and you know this is going to be one of the questions we want to be able to answer, you want to be able to pass with flying colors, you want to say, yes, I was kvat itim every single day for Torah. How much time? What should I learn in those times? Okay, well, that will plan is to develop that. Rabbi Nachman has a vort where he says, kvata can be a lashon of stealing. Did you steal time away? Did you find time? You know, I remember somebody years ago wanted to like make a business pitch for me. So at the end of listening to his like, you know, hour long presentation, I said to him, you know, it sounds pretty good, but I don't have time. He says, yes, you do. I said, no, I don't have time. He goes, yes, you do. I'll prove it to you. I said, how? He said, you made time for this meeting. if something's important enough to you, you'll make time for it. Okay, but so that's the idea, to steal time and to find time throughout the day to make sure we have learning Torah. Asak b'periyavir, tzbisi yeshua, pipalta b'chachma, havanta dover mitoch dover. So these are the six questions. It's kedai to learn the Gemara in depth, to know what's going to be on the test. Rashi HaKadosh, the next source, tells us, kavata itim, did you set aside time for learning Torah? V'fisha adam sarklis asik b'derech eretz. Right? Now, on the one hand, we have to learn Torah, but we also, and here, derech eretz does not mean, you know, be polite, you know, hold the door for somebody when they're trying to, you know, carrying with a bag full of groceries to have derech eretz. No. Derech eretz here means that you have to be involved in, what? In making a living. Right? And then fascinating, when the Gemara, I think it's in Bracha, says that there are four things, arbedarm tzrichim chizik b'chol yom, it says derech eretz over there also. The derech eretz is being referred to your parnasa. If a person's in a particular field, I sell cameras, so I have to keep up and know, I have to mechazik myself and figure out in my field of business what is the newest products that are out there, to be able to be, you know, competitive and honest always, but to have an edge and to know what these things are. That's part of the derech eretz. So on the one hand, says Rashi, we have this halachic value of being kovei itim, you got to learn every day. On the other hand, you got to make a living, right? Shim ein derech eretz ein Torah. If you don't have derech eretz, you don't have parnas, you won't be able to learn. Hutzrich likva itim leTorah dvar kotzuv. You have to have a set time to do it. Shal yimshach kol hayom lederech eretz. You shouldn't get drawn away from that. This tonight, I'm supposed to have a meeting with somebody. He says, I can't come because I have a chavrusa with my son. I can't govern that. It's that idea about keeping it. So how much time should we spend with this? So the famous Gemara in the beginning of the sixth Pirak of Brachos, really it's Ketz Mevarchim is talking about the brachas, but then as the sugya develops over there in the very beginning, it gets into a famous machlokus. The way Rabbi Tzvi Patinsky calls this, he calls this the learner versus earner. The learner versus earner machlokus. So here we go. Ton Rabbona, Safti Ganecha, right? You should gather in your grain. Matam, Loimar, why is it? Why is it coming to teach me? The Vishenemar, as it says, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Hazeh, Mipicho, Vegisabo, Yomam Velaila. The Pasuk in Yehoshua says that the Torah should never leave your mouth. You should meditate it, think, and ponder in it, Yomam Velaila, nonstop, day and night. I would think to say that this should be taken literally. Teach him not like that. That's not the proper thing to learn out from the pasuk. It says that you have to gather in your grain. So you shouldn't be sitting and learning yomam v'layla. Haneg behen minhag derech eretz. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael here in the Gemara Brachos tells us that you have to have a balance. You have to, on the one hand, have your times for learning. On the other hand, you have to have your learning. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Efsha Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha. Is it really possible time-wise a person's going to plow when it's time to plow, V'Zoreya B'Shas Zeri, and you're going to sow your seeds when it's time to do the sowing, Kotz B'Shas Ketir, you're going to harvest when it's time to do that, Dosh, to thresh it, right? B'Shas Disha, Zora B'Shas Winway when it's time to B'Shas Ruach. Right? If you do all these things in the time, it's so time-consuming. Torah, ma tehe aleha. What's going to be with learning? You're going to spend 18 hours in the field every day. You're going to come home, you're going to be a shmata. You don't have any time for learning. So what's going to be? Ella, must be like this, says Rebbe. Again, you saw these two conflicting psukim. Because you should gather in your grain, and which is working. And you have the other pasuk, which in Yehoshua is about, what's it called? Lo yomush, not to have the Torah leave your mouth. Elo, so it's like this, says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Bizman Yisrael oisin ritzon l'shomakom, when we're on the level, and we're doing what Kosh Baruch Hu wants us, m'lach nasas l'yidei acherim. Then other people will do the work for us. Shnemar v'amdu zorim v'ro tzonchem. Uvnei nechar ikarechem v'chor v'chem. That others, foreigners, will get up and they'll take care of your flocks. They'll take care of all your sheep. They'll do everything for you. Bizman she'ein Yisrael oisin ritzon l'shomakom, but we're not doing what Hashem wants us, then m'lach nasas l'yidei atzon. We have to work ourselves. You will gather diganecha, your grain. Right? Not only that, says the Rashbi, Ella Shemalechis Achir Nasis Al Yodon. Right? That you're going to have to serve your enemy. Omer Abaye. So again, in this machlokis, Rabbi Shimon says that really the ideal is just be learning full time. And if we were on the level, Gaval, that's what we were doing. But when we're not, so then we're going to have to work. So Omer Abaye, that's a machlokus tanoim. Abaye is an amara and says harbe osu kirebi Yishmael, also biyodan. Many people follow the path of Rebbe Yishmael, balancing working and learning, and also biyodan they were successful. Kit Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai, they tried to look at Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai lo also biyodan, and they were not. Says a diuk that the Mefarshim make. I think it's in the Nefesh HaChaim. I said over this diuk once to Rabbi Jeremy Weider. He did not like the diuk. I do like the diuk, but it says, "Look at this. Harbe also Rabbi Yishmael. Many people tried to do like Rabbi Yishmael and was successful. For the masses, for Hamon Am, for the majority of people, that's the mahalach. Most people are not capable of sitting and having full time learning. It's just reality. So." For the majority, that should follow Bishmoel. But if you're not part of the majority, if you're part of this Yechidei Segula, if you're cut out, you have the zitzfleish, you have the brain, the kishronos, you can sit and learn, you should be sitting and learning. Again, people like to go on and say, oh, kolel, people sitting and learning all the time. If you would make a cheshbon, I'm not going to go through the whole numbers right now, but you chazer on your mind, 14 million Jews in the world, right? That's Klal Yisrael, 14 million. How many are from? Do the numbers. And out of the frum population, how many of the frum Klaisol are actually sitting and learning in Kola full time? It's less than 1%. So you have the most valuable treasure that Hashem has is this is Torah, and 1% of Klaisol is sitting and doing it. That means 99% plus of Klaisol is not sitting and learning full time. If you're part of that, Shevet Levi, as they say, well, maybe we'll get to the Rambam later on. If you're part of that group that is able to, now I'm talking about the guys who are batlanim and come and, you know, they chop a sandwich, they take a break, a 20-minute break for a coffee in the middle of Seder. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the guys who are really on the level of supporting. You should be. So they say, the Baal Shem Tov says, look at the thing. It's a beautiful diyuk. He says, Harbe Osuk Rebbe Yishmael. Many people did that. But it doesn't say, Harbe Osu Kirib Shimon. It says, Kirib Shimon. They tried to pretend. Kith. They were like that Chaf Hadimion. They thought, they're pretending. They thought they were able to sit and learn when they really weren't. Lo Osu Biyadon. They weren't successful. If a person knows, they make a cheshbon for themselves. Rav Shechter's philosophy is that every person after marriage should learn for 2 years. For 2 years. Regardless, you're going into business, medicine, whatever it is, you spend 2 years of learning. I'm not sure, but I think there's a raya for this in Pirkei Avos, because it says, Shmona Esrei L'chopo, right? 18, you get married, and then you start Parnasa, so you have that two-year gap. Fine. If those 2 years you find out, hey, I'm cut out for this, I can go on and do more advanced learning, stay there. If you're not, okay, I got 2 years under my belt before, you know, financial and kids and a family and everything started, you know, piling up. I was able to sit and learn. So there was a visiting Rosh Hashiva from Eretz, from Bnei Brak, came to YU, and he says, he likes this, Rav Shechter, your system is better than ours. Vizel Lashonov. Okay, fine. Fine. That's the first more in Brachos. Now, turn to the next page, you have a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos has the same two people, same Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's like this: Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Afilu lo kor adam ela kirishma shachris va'arvis kiim lo yomush. If a person, all they did the whole day was they said a pasuk of Shema in the morning and repeated that pasuk at night, they have satisfied the opinion of lo yomush, of not having the Torah leave your mouth. But it's also to say such a thing in front of people who are ignorant. Because, of, again, different opinions. But the Pashup shot means, if you just say something like this, so someone says, look, I don't know how to learn, but all I know is I just, my Chiv of Talmud Torah, I remember, but Rabbi, you told me this is the new question on the test. Okay, so I said Shema in the morning, I said Shema in the night, and the other 23 hours of the day, I was, you know, on the golf course. Also to say such a thing in front of an Am HaAretz. Rav Omer, no, mitzvah la'omer b'fnei Am HaAretz. There's a mitzvah to say such a thing in front of them. So Shal ben Dama ben Achoso Shal Rabbi Yishmael es Rabbi Yishmael. So his nephew asked Rabbi Yishmael the following question. Kigon ani, what about a person like me? Shelamadati kol ha-Torah kula. I learned kol ha-Torah kula. Kol ha-Torah kula could fit on one bookshelf. I should be honest for a second. Kol ha-Torah kula, right? Chumash, Navi, Ksuvim, Shas Bavli, Shas Yushalmi, Medrash, Zohar. That's kol ha-Torah kula. That's what it really means. Ma lilmod chachmos ivonis. Can I now go ahead, since I finished Torah, can I go and learn this Greek wisdom, which Rashi points out on the Gemara is a type of gestures and like a sign language, like some sort of like signals and stuff like that. Ramazim. Sekor alav hamikra hazeh. So Rabbi Yishmael answered his son, his nephew, Lo yomush sefer Torah hazeh v'picha v'gisa bo yomam v'layla. Say yuvdo, go out and find for me a time. Sha'ah she'ena bo lo min ha'yom v'lo min ha'layla. Find me time, it's not day and it's not night. V'lo mazeh chachmi yuvonis. And that's what you'll find. That's where you'll get your Greek, your A.E. Pi, your Greek wisdom, whatever it is. Benish mashas. Benish mashas, right? Yours holds its terrifying, so he blinked and you missed your zman. So 1 second, let's just think for what happened over here. What happened over here? The Gemara is now talking about how much you have to do. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says Kriya Shema. One pasuk in the morning, that's it. This is the same Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who just said in Gemara and Brachos that he has to be learning full time. And Rabbi Yishmael over here in Menachos, who said that you have this balance between working and learning, says, can you go learn Greek wisdom? No, go find a time that's not day and not night, and that's when you learn it. I thought Rabbi Shimon said you have to balance, you know, your schedules. So it seems to be a steer between the two Gemaras. So if you look, there's a nice little flow chart over here, right? Rabbi Shimon and Bracha says you work normally, and in Menachos says you should be learning full time. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Bracha says that, you know, when we're doing the Ratzon of Hashem, then you can be learning, right? But in Menachos says you just do it two times a day. So there's more to talk about. I'm just going to try to give to the Teretz because I wanted to start on time and end on time. You look to the stipler. The stipler is here, yes. Next page. I'm going to go where it's bold. I'll read the English. He's talking about how a person who is limited financially is not expected to contribute more than they can actually afford. The same applies to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Since the Torah did not give a measure, The obligation is therefore according to his capability. And concerning the time that he's unable to learn, that's not considered nullifying a mitzvah due to onus. Rather, this is the limit of his obligation, which is the extent he's capable. The only set and clear obligation is one chapter in the morning, one chapter is night. As it's written, you shall engage in it day and night. And when he's unable to study this chapter, that's when it's considered that he's mevatel the mitzvah. So, if you turn to the next page, the Kehilas Yaakov, right? We can suggest the resolution to the contradiction between the two Mishnayos and the two passages of Gemara as follows. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, one's obligated to study Torah at the time he's capable of doing so. However, any time that he has to devote to earning a parnasa, that's not included, because the mitzvah doesn't apply at that time. In contrast, according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the ideal is to be studying all the time, as he says in Brachos, but the minimum amount is saying Shema in the morning and the night. So that's one way of resolving the contradiction. But we'll pick it up in Mirat Hashem. We'll see Halacha L'maisa next week, how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in this. I think it's just something interesting to start thinking about, that we have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. We have to see what L'maisa we go about through doing that, how we set up our day, I should say, in order to fulfill that every day. Shkoyach, everybody. Okay.